Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Perrier is our guest today, and we're talking about clay. The amazing things that clay will do. I mean, there's so many things there that can replace your need of going to the grocery store and buying, or the big box store and buying things that you don't really want to be taking because they don't have the good stuff in them. I mean, it just is incredible what clay will do for the body. We were talking with, we've only got about three more minutes, and we were talking with Jenny from Texas. The issue of fat in food. Now, I remember the story you gave us about chili and what you do in chili, but you say that if you're going to eat some bad stuff, you go take clay first, the liquid clay first. Is that right?
Yes. You know, if you're taking flaxseed oil and oils, you want to take them away from clay. Clay will literally absorb oil. We put motor oil over water and sprinkle the clay powder on it during the BP spill, and the clay would absorb the oil, and then it would drop to the bottom.
Wow.
And I would go in and squeeze the clay to see if I could release the oil again, and it wouldn't.
Hmm.
So it does absorb oils.
And it will take the oils out, the bad fats, out of the body, which I think is phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. And you said that you put clay in your chili, too, right?
Yes, yes, and it kept the grease from coming up the top. It sort of absorbed the grease, and you didn't see that grease. You know, even after you drain it and blot it, you always get a little oils when you cook it down.
Interesting.
You can put it in pot roast, a gravy, things like that. It's great.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got, let's see, Scott, who do we have here? Do we have another caller? Okay, we don't have any more cards.
I have a testimony here if you don't.
Okay, sure. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Perrier.
Pardon?
Go right ahead with your testimony.
Okay. This is one about sclerosis of the liver and hepatitis C that blew me away. There was a lady in Canada I was telling you about with the colon issues, and a lady called her and told her about her 60-year-old clean living husband who had been diagnosed with hepatitis C and sclerosis of the liver. He had 5% of his liver left, and the doctor told him to go home, put his affairs together because he had 6 months to live. He heard her story, called her. She sent him her protocol of building up from 3 ounces three times a day to a cup three times a day, made him wear a poultice over his liver every night, and take a clay bath every day. He did this for 3 months, and he felt much better. The doctors wanted him to quit the clay because his liver enzyme count was going through the roof. He listened to his body, kept drinking the clay. By 6 months, 30% of his liver grew back, and he was no longer yellow. His urination problem was gone. His white blood cell count was good, and back to work full time.
Wow.
After 1 year, his hepatitis C was negative, and she talked to him, and it's been about a year and a half now, and they checked again, and his liver has grown back 55% now.
Wow.
That is amazing.
That is, because, you know, medical science has nothing to offer for a damaged liver.
Yeah.
That is damaged that badly. There's nothing that they offer. Oh, my. And you said he did a poultice on his, and if you get the book, The Living Clay, it'll tell you how to do a poultice, ladies and gentlemen. But he did a poultice, he drank the clay, and he did a clay bath, correct?
Yes, every day he did that.
Wow. And real quickly, before we finish, you were talking about children with vaccines and ADHD and autism, about taking the clay baths. Do you want to mention that real quickly?
Yes, the clay baths have actually will calm the children down. They notice it immediately. The parents notice in the first clay bath, the children are calmer, they make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. It's just miraculous to watch them in a clay bath.
It is. It's miraculous to listen to you, too, Perrier. Thank you so much for joining us today. What an excellent program. I appreciate you more than you know, and thank you for sharing this with our listeners.
It's been my honor and pleasure. Thank you.
You have a great day. You have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back, and we're going to be talking about children and protecting them We'll find out in 3 minutes.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is the third hour of the Power Hour today, and we're so glad to have you joining us. Doran Matthews, who has a bachelor's in human services, master's in social work, has been a foster, adoptive foster parent for the past 11 years, and she has faced many of the obstacles and challenges with limited support from foster care agencies, joins us today. And while working as a foster parent advocate within a foster care agency, she observed that the services were not being adequately provided to the foster parents and youth, and she decided she wanted to make a change and break that cycle. The 11 years of experience motivated her to reach out and help foster youth and foster parents by providing support, education, and empowerment. We're so glad to have her join us today. Thank you so much for your incredible work, Doran. We really appreciate your letting us know about it today. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you doing?
I am blessed, thank you, and I'm so glad to have you join us today. Talk to me about your experience. Let's talk about, first of all, the experience with foster care agencies and with children in that system. What was it like? I mean, most of us have no idea, can't even imagine what that 11 years was like for you.
Okay, I became a kinship foster parent first because my nephews had went into the foster care system. So that's how I became a kinship foster parent. After I had adopted my own nephews, I decided to stay on and wanted to help other foster children. And that's where I saw, you know, a lot of disturbing stuff inside the agency. What the agencies were doing was they was not providing any type of support to foster parents. They was misdiagnosing children so that the agency can get money for each child that was placed in foster care. They really wasn't helping these children at the end of the day. I saw kids who came into foster care that didn't even have a diagnosis. All of a sudden, is being labeled as special needs, and now they're placing them in the home of a therapeutic foster parent so that the agency can get more money and also the foster parent. And while working in this foster care agency, you know, I made a complaint. Me and the other co-founder, Sylvia Hooper, we made a complaint against this foster care agency because, you know, they were doing a lot of illegal stuff. They were misdiagnosing children. They were stealing money. It was just a lot of things that was going on. So we reported them to the news to open up an investigation against this foster care agency. And what they did was we did organize folks to come forward, but they started using a lot of manipulation and scare tactics. So a lot of the parents at the end of the day, they were scared because they threatened to remove their children from their care. So we decided to start our own advocacy organization in 2008, which is called Foster and Progressive Advocacy. And we've been out here in New York City fighting against foster care agencies, and we are exposing any type of injustices that foster youth or that parent or that foster parent may be having with the foster care system.
Okay, now you're kind of speaking kind of fast. So what was the name of the organization you founded?
Yes, the name of the organization is Fostering Progressive Advocacy Foundation, FPA Foundation.
Okay, and, you know, was it because of the... Okay, let's talk about the misdiagnosis of children. Why and what does that do? What does that create? What kind of problems does that create when those children are misdiagnosed?
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about my nephew, for instance. When he went into foster care at 6 years old, they had misdiagnosed him. They put him in a residential facility. They had him on like 3, 4, 5 different psychotropic medications. When I went up to the facility to see this 6-year-old child, he was nodding, he was sleeping, he wasn't himself, and I had to do
a lot of advocacy.
Yeah, I had to really fight for him because the therapist was stating that they wanted to keep him up there until he was 18 years of age. Now, my nephew never had no diagnosis before. Now, all of a sudden, now that he's placed in foster care, you put him in a residential facility, you say that he's diagnosed with all of these conditions, ADHD, he's mentally retarded. But this kid has never had those outcomes before when he was in the care of my sister. So this doesn't make sense to me, you know, at the end of the day. And I had to fight. It took about 6 months to a year of fighting to get that kid out of that type of facility because, they, like I said, he was misdiagnosed. They had him on medication. You know, how could you put a 6-year-old child on 3, 4, 5 powerful psychotropic medications?
Oh.
And then he was telling me they were restraining him with straitjackets up there. And Austin in New York. So, you know, there needs to be, you know, an investigation because once these kids go into foster care and their parents are not involved, you know, who's watching over these foster children at the end of the day when they do go into these residential facilities? They're being abused in the facilities.
So this child was how old? Your nephew was how old?
He was 6 years old.
6 years old and on 6 of those drugs. I mean, tell us some of the drugs that he was on?
They had him on Adderall. He was on Concerta. What was the other one? It was a couple of them. There's some of them I can't even remember because it's been a while. But he was on about 6 different medications. And like I said, I had to fight to get them to wean him off those medications, and then I got him transferred to another facility, and then I got him, I went to the judge, and I was able to pull him out of the foster care system altogether as his guardian.
Now, what percentage do you think, Doran, of all the children that are in foster care are taking at least one prescribed drug, SSRI, or some other type of behavioral drug? What percentage?
I think about 50% of the children in foster care are misdiagnosed and are on some type of psychotropic medication that they should not be on.
Wow. You said 50%?
Yep.
Wow.
50%.
Are on those drugs. And 50% of the children are probably affected by them for the rest of their lives, too, because they do have long-range effects. Is it true that children who are on those drugs cannot join the military? Have you ever heard that?
No, I've never heard that before, but I know it should have something to do with it, because I know you have to go through a screening to mm-hmm. be in the military, so it probably would affect them getting into the military, stating that they have some type of mental health, you know, diagnosis.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure it would hinder them getting into the service.
Yeah.
It would hinder them in a lot of different ways, because once you're labeled with this diagnosis, you know, a lot of people, there's a stigma placed on these children, and that stigma follows these kids for the rest of their life, because they have been misdiagnosed with this bipolar, schizophrenia, or whatever they're diagnosing these children with.
Right, and so they don't need the drugs in the first place. They're placed on them, and they affect their lives forever. Now, what is the procedure for diagnosing children in the foster system? Do they use professionals? Do they use testing? How is a child, or how was your nephew diagnosed?
Well, what they did was they automatically put him in the hospital, because my nephew had ran away from the foster parents' home. Because my sister lived three blocks away from the home that he was placed in, so my nephew knew the school and he knew the area. So my nephew ran away from the foster parents' home to go to my sister's house. So they automatically diagnosed him as something wrong with him, because he's trying to get back to my sister's home. So I guess what they did was, you know, when they did catch him, they put him right in a residential facility. So I guess they did a screening. I don't know how they did the screening with the arsenic, with the agency up there, but there had to be some type of probably screening that they misdiagnosed my nephew with this disorder.
Other than your nephew, what were you seeing from other children? What situations were you seeing that concerned you?
Well, what I saw in the agency is that what they were doing was just putting these children on different type of psychotropic medication, and they wasn't really dealing with the behaviors. A lot of these children were depressed, because they wasn't with their siblings, because they wasn't with their parents, and I didn't see where they was really trying to sit down and have a conversation and talk about these feelings with the child. They would just medicate them up. You had children, like I said, dozing off, nodding out, screaming, yelling because of the side effects of the medication. I know it was this sibling group that was in the agency that they had them on about maybe like six different cocktails, and these kids were passed around the foster care agency due to their behavior, and I think it was really because of the medication that these children were acting out. And they was probably in about 15 homes, you know, in a short period of time of being in that foster care agency, because they were misdiagnosed. And I think the medication was really causing them to act out.
Wow. Wow. So what was it that you decided to do? You decided to start an organization, but what was your goal? What did you want to accomplish?
Well, what we wanted to do was make sure that we are a voice for the voiceless, and we're like a watchdog organization, because there needs to be oversight. These contracted foster care agencies, and in New York City we call it the Administration for Children's Services, who's watching the watchdog? You know, after ACS comes in and remove a child from the home and puts this child in a foster parent home, we need to know who's watching them, because a lot of times once these children are placed, they're not being provided with the adequate services. Now, you took a child away from the parent, and you said that the parent was inadequate, and now the state is claiming that they were going to be this child's parent. But now you're neglecting this child by misdiagnosing this child, putting this child on medication, and not providing for this child's needs at the end of the day. So we need monitoring. So we're out here in the community. We're speaking to foster parents. We speak to parents. You know, anybody out here that has a case with the Administration for Children's Service, we have them join us so that we're monitoring their case and we're contacting the agency. We're contacting ACS to make sure that these children due process rights are not being violated and that they're not being abused in foster care. And if they are, we do protest rallies. We go to the news and we make sure that we expose these type of stories so the community knows exactly what these foster care agencies are doing to these children and families at the end of the day.
Well, let's talk about those things that you're doing. You said that you hold demonstrations or you go to the media. If you're going to go to the media, what do you tell them? What do you say to them is happening within the system that you're trying to stop?
Well, most of the time when we go to the media, we have the person present. So the person that contacts us is usually the parent who will contact us and say, listen, my rights have been violated, my child's rights have been violated, and we need help.
Okay, I got to go to this break. I'm sorry, my fault. We got to go to this break. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with Doran Matthews. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. The Dow is down about 61 points. Gold is at about 1240. Oil is going up at about 5320. So going to be seeing the oil prices going up. We're talking today to Doran Matthews. She is co-founder of the FPA Foundation. The FPA Foundation is an activist advocacy organization that helps organize the community around social issues and people affected by the child welfare system, such as parents, foster parents, grandparents, fathers, and children. there's an article and a petition that has been launched to prevent the dangerous psychotropic drugging of foster care youth. This one happens to be in California. Now, you said, Doran, that about 50% of the children are misdiagnosed. Is that correct? 50% in foster care?
Yes, because you have about 400,000 children in the U.S. foster system, so it's estimated about more than 50% are on some type of psychotropic medication.
And you think that they're all misdiagnosed? I mean, all the ones that are on the psychotropic medication?
I would say so, yes.
Wow.
Yes, because when they came into foster care, they didn't have that diagnosis. Now, all of a sudden, they're being labeled as special needs so that the agency can get more funding. If this child never had any type of mental health issue before coming into foster care, how come you have now a large number of children that's being removed from their children and now all of a sudden being labeled as special needs?
Wow.
You know, that's something that, you know, we need to look at.
That is a huge issue. They were fine before, and then foster care gets a hold of them, and now they are listed as special needs. So that increases the amount of money that foster care gets. How does that work? How does the financial end of foster care work?
Yes. If you have a child that's on psychotropic medication, the foster parent gets more money as a therapeutic foster parent. And then the agency also gets more money because these children are labeled as special needs. So any child that's put on any type of antidepressants or antipsychotic medication, it can be around up to like $1,000 a day. Depends on, you know, what medication these children are on. But it's all about the money at the end of the day.
Whoa. So then you've got parents that are not necessarily going to complain about this if they're getting more money and they don't understand the ramifications of those drugs and how I think probably no child should be on any of those drugs, period. But that's my own personal opinion. But then the parents don't complain then, do they?
No, you have some forced parents that do make complaints, and when they make complaints, the agencies work against them, and that's another thing I witnessed. When you have good foster parents that are trying to stand up and do the right thing and say, listen, this child has been living in my home, and I see since this child has been on the medication that this child is acting out, we need to take the child off. What they do is they remove the child from the foster parent and place the child in another home and then close the foster parent's home who tried to speak out. So it's serious. So a lot of foster parents, some of them want to come forward. They're afraid to speak out because when they do, they're being isolated by these contracted agencies. So if you go to any foster care agency, and I can guarantee you this, and you have a conversation with a foster parent, they can tell you everything that's going on in the agency with the children not getting services, how they're not being supported. But it's like what the agencies are doing is they're recruiting the wrong foster parents that are in it for the money. So if you have a foster parent that is in it for the money, she's not going to she don't care about having that child on that psychotropic medication. She wants to get her $2,000 every month. So she really don't give a damn at the end of the day for the welfare of that child.
Let me ask you this. How many parents, you know, this is always talked about, is there a financial, of course there's a financial incentive, and are they in it for the money only? But how many parents of foster children would you say are in it for the wrong reasons or for monetary issues?
I would say, you know, you have a lot of good foster parents out there and you have a lot of bad foster parents. And being in New York City, you know, I'm seeing a whole bunch of bad foster parents, okay? They need to do, you know, recruitment because I'm looking at these children that are being with these foster parents and these foster parents are not really caring for the well-being of these children. And even the foster parents are saying, listen, oh, he acting out. He needs an evaluation because they know that you get more money for putting this child on that type of psychotropic medication. So like I said, I can't really give a number because there's good and bad and everything. You do have some great, excellent foster parents out there. And then you have some bad foster parents that are out there just to get the check.
Yeah, there are. And I know that worries everybody, but there's people that are in it for the money for everything. But that helps explain the children and or the fear of losing the money. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. with Doran Matthews, and we sure appreciate the work she is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, what a thankless job. I mean, hopefully there is some response, and we can find out what happens as a result of their actions. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Great, great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for purchasing from the Power Mall, and we have just about everything on a 20% off special for you today so that you will be encouraged to go there, because we don't have national sponsors. We don't benefit from the commercials on Genesis. Those are commercials for Genesis, unless they're in my voice, and then we don't charge for that. So please encourage your friends to purchase from the Power Mall if they need any kind of organic seasonings and spices. We have the best supplements, of course, Miracle 2 soap, and of course the Living Clay, and the book and the Living Clay is just phenomenal by Perrier. So give us a call, and if you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049. We're talking to Doran Matthews today, who's done, has taken on the system, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, think about that. She's got her master's degree. She's been a foster mom for 11 years, and she has now taken on the system. I was wondering, what has it been like, Doran, for you to take on the system? Have you had to give up having foster children? Did they make it difficult on you? What happened as a result of your actions?
Yes, what I did was I decided to close my home because I knew once we started the advocacy organization, I would not be able to be a foster parent because what they would do is they would have probably called in a false allegation against me and try to have me investigated because that's another thing that they do.
Wow.
To try to get rid of foster parents. So, you know, I decided that after I took care of the 12 children that I had, I closed my home. And after I exposed this other agency, and we just started our organization, and we've been working, you know, ever since to just try to help children and families at the end of the day. That's and what's important.
Yes, it is. But you are one of those important people to have as a foster parent that's doing it for the right reasons. And what a shame that you were afraid of a false allegation. How often do you see and do you believe allegations are false?
I would say 80% of the time there's a lot of false allegations that come in. Because we do a lot of, we help the foster parents and the parents with preparing for their hearings. And a lot of times, once they call in a false allegation, it does come back unfounded. Most of the time, it comes back unfounded. But the whole process is just very vigorous just to have someone coming into your home for 60 days, you know, interrogating you and your family. And then at any given time, you know, you may have the Administration for Children's Service. They can also lie on you. If they feel that there's any type of credible evidence on their part, they could wind up indicating you, and now you could be on the registry here in New York for 28 years, and then you would have to have a hearing to get your name off of that child abuse registry.
Mm. So do you come to the aid of those foster families who are accused of allegations that are unfounded or not accurate or whatever? I mean, is there a way that you can help to show the truth and bring forward evidence to protect them?
Well, what we do is once they get the case called in against them, we write up to the state for them to make sure that we get the actual report so that we can see what was said about them. Because a lot of people here in New York City, they're not aware of their rights. So people don't even know that they have that report. And on the report, has what the allegations are. And once you get that report, now you can be able to do some type of rebuttal or argument, and you send it back to the state to plead your case. But right now I'm in the process of I'm going to be organizing people around that because I have a lot of families that are being put on that registry without with their due process being violated because there's supposed to be a process where you have your hearing first and then get put on the registry. But what the Office of Children and Family Services is doing is they're putting them on the registry first and then they're having a hearing. So that's a violation of your due process. Say, for instance, you was a nurse or a teacher, you're going to lose your job once your job finds out you've been put on the child abuse registry before having your hearing. And it also states that in the administrative law judge, it has a policy stating that this is how the policy is supposed to be done. You're supposed to have a hearing first and then be put on the registry, but that's not what's happening here in New York City.
Wow. I bet you've got your hands full in New York City. I want to open up the phone lines because I know there are parents out there that have more specific questions on the issue of the drugs in the foster homes. So I'd like to open up the phone lines, 855-995-6923. If you'd like to talk to Doran, you have a question or comment, especially I'd like to put to the front of the line the foster parents first. If there's any foster parent out there that has a question, 855-995-6923. Because there are, you know, the system is so big and so huge that people feel like they don't have a chance to go up against the system. And knowing that there's people like you, Doran, has got to be a, you know, such a huge empowering thing just to find out that people like you exist. Now, you said you've been in business how long?
We started the organization in 2008, so we've been fighting for the last almost 6-7 years, exposing these, you know, injustices with the children and families.
And how are you funded?
We do a lot of fundraisers. We get we apply for a lot of social justice grants, so we get a lot of social justice grants that come in that support us. And then, like I said, we also do our own fundraisers, and we have members that pay a membership due every month. Stay in the organization, yes.
Where can people learn about that? I don't see a website listed for you. How can they?
Okay. Our website is www.FSFrank.org, and you can also go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you can go into FPA Foundation, and you will see the testimonies from children and families affected by the Administration for Children's Services. So what we do is we post their testimonies. We make sure that they say the name of the agency and the people that caused that harm and what the injustice was, so that people know exactly what's really happening inside these foster care agencies at the end of the day.
Excellent. FPAFoundation.org. And you can support her, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, you talk about tithing. Well, this is how you can really bring about some answers and help some real people. FPAFoundation.org. That's Foxtrot Papa Alpha. Foxtrot Papa Alpha Foundation.org. Let's go to, let's see here, Sharon in Detroit. Sharon in Detroit, you're on the air. Sharon, go ahead, please, with Doran Matthews.
Hi. When I called in, she hadn't gotten to the point that a lot of this is financially driven. There was a family of five. When I met them, I met the three girls first. And I became kind of a co-foster parent. The actual foster parent was the one that got the money, and I would just help with the children. Later, I became the legal guardian to one of them because they wouldn't let me be her foster mother. Then I did become the legal guardian to the second one. Now, my point is this. The second and the third child, the two girls, went to a woman who had a pattern. She would always get girls that were teens or preteens. She would immediately send them to a psychiatrist who apparently she had inroads to. The psychiatrist would say that there was something wrong with the child and, of course, give drugs, and then the lady would get more money for the child. And of all the children she had, every one of them would always run away because she, aside of getting more money for them, she treated them very poorly.
Mm.
And in our situation, the second and third daughter had gone to this woman's house. When the second daughter ran away, she was not able to bring the third daughter. So the three of us, myself, the oldest child, and the second oldest child, went to foster care, and the youngest child went to foster care, and so she was saying, I want to go live with my sisters and the lady who treats me more like my mom, and they denied her.
Okay, do you have a question for our guest today? This is a horrible story, and it breaks my heart, but I'm sure that you, that Doran has heard a lot of these stories like this. Do you have a question for Doran?
No, I just want to say that this is happening all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just a New York issue.
Right.
It's also a Detroit issue. And yes, there are good foster mothers, but this is generally what's happening, is that there are women or families who are doing this completely for financial gain. And mm-hmm. the way that they make the financing a little sweeter is to say that the children have issues. And generally the children have to have some kind of issue, because if they weren't, or if they didn't, they would be with their parents, who obviously had issues, which is why they aren't with their parents in the first place.
Okay, let me get Doran's response to this, please. Doran?
Yes. It is a money thing. Foster care is a business, and a lot of agencies get the Title E funding, and they're not working in the best interest of children at the end of the day. And again, like I said, you have good foster parents, and then you have bad foster parents. I see a lot of siblings being separated. One being adopted over here, the other one being adopted over here, you know, and they're not keeping the siblings together at the end of the day. And it's just disheartening. Like I said, we just need to keep the awareness and keep educating the community to make complaints against these foster care agencies and make sure that they're not drugging these foster children, and to look out for the welfare of these children at the end of the day. When you have any government agency that abuses their power of authority and are abusing, you know, children in foster care, that's where we as concerned citizens, we need to step up, and we really need to make sure that our voices are heard and speak to Congress and write petitions and make complaints to try to protect these children at the end of the day.
All right. Thank you very much. And I also thank you for the phone call, too, Sharon. Thank you. And what a sad situation. Unbelievable. Let's go to, let's see, our next caller was, what did I do? I just lost it. Ted in Texas. I'm sorry. Ted in Texas. You're on the air with Doran Matthews. Go ahead, please, Ted.
Hello.
Hi there, Ted. Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I actually work in a residential treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
That the sister was talking about. Yeah, and I most definitely do see the over-medication of these children. And I've actually sat in a few meetings that we call staffing meetings where the children, you know, the psychologist and the doctor would talk about, you know, the child experiencing these negative side effects. And it just seems like they're throwing a pie at the wall and see what sticks. I mean, literally.
Really?
Children.
Mm-hmm.
And we are dealing with most definitely those psychotropic drugs, and then you're dealing with stuff like Depakote. You're dealing with stuff like Zoloft. Dealing with stuff like Focalin and Concertra, you know, those kind of drugs as well in the afternoons. And it really is a hard situation that these children are dealing with.
Wow.
I just wanted to chime in on that. And the statistic that she gave of 400,000 children in foster care, that is a lot of children. And down
yes.
here in the South, there's a program called YFT, Youth for Tomorrow. And I always thought it kind of funny that you would call these children Youth for Tomorrow and they're drugging them up and getting ready to be institutionalized.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, literally seeing a child have his medication change from one particular psychotropic to another one, and the child went buck wild crazy, and it threw the child into a psychiatric ward.
What percentage of children do you see that are medicated? What percentage of the children do you think are medicated in these homes?
Out of the treatments and all that, we had a total of 16. I'd say all 16 were on some kind of
psychotropic. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
The
all right.
The money game, like you said, you know, there's a big money game. And, you know, one child, to say in particular, was the facility was getting about $2,000 a month off this child.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Doran, do you want to respond to Ted? I appreciate him calling in.
Yes. This is a national issue. It's in every state, every city and town. Foster children being on psychotropic medication. This is everywhere. And like I said, everybody is capitalizing off of the welfare of these foster children. And it's just a shame and it's unfortunate at the end of the day.
Wow. Hey, Ted, thank you so much.
Okay, well, I'll be sending you a referral in New York. There's a horrible case going on where a woman decided to have a natural birth at home. And she didn't have vaccinations. And they got the child in New York on the failure to thrive list, and that's how they took the child into foster care custody. And now that the child is in foster care, the child is in the 99th percentile of her weight, where she's extremely overweight.
Wow.
And the agency, so she may need your help. Well, she will need your help with this because the child is in dire straits in the foster care.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Ted. Thank you for caring, and thank you for your good work that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hugely depressing. I hate to tell you. I did not know it was going to get into be this serious a situation. I am just sick about this. No wonder Doran is doing what she is doing about this. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris in Las Vegas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Doran Matthews.
Thank you so much, Doreen, for coming on. And Joyce, I am also sort of an advocate and a foster parent or guardian ad litem. But I've seen some of the most horrific things that you're describing. I've seen them fabricate false narratives or lies to children in the system. I know the states get $25,000 per head from the Department of Health and Human Services for each child they convert into what they call state care, and of course they distribute that money to the foster parents, like you say, get extra money for getting them medicated. But I've also seen doctors fabricate or teach the children how to emulate or fabricate the evidence that they have some sort of a formative malady so they can create the pretense to do elective surgeries when there was really no need, so they can prey upon the children in that
fashion.
Oh,
my goodness.
This is absolutely horrific. I know a family that's had 7 children taken. They finally fled the state of Utah to have the other one. And they were really under medical care. They were taking Suboxone. And when they came to fire department to check on a bad CO2 detector, because when the child had been being abused at a Christian school, the CPS had stalked them, came in with the police, took all the children out of the house, and they'd never got them back. It is absolutely insane.
Oh, my goodness. This is incredible. It just goes on and on. There's no end to these stories. And I doing surgeries? Oh, my God. Hey, thank you very much, Chris, for the phone call.
Thank you. It's a cancer.
Thank you. Yes, it is. Doran, your comment, please.
Yes, just like you said, even with the courts, with the family court system, they're also getting that Title E funding money. So this is why you have a lot of corruption in the system, and these children are not being protected, because the lawyers and the judges are also getting this incentive money, and they're causing more harm. And that's why, you know, again, we as a people, you know, we must, you know, make a big deal, bring the awareness to this issue, and reach out to our Congress and our elected officials and write some type of complaints and get out there and organize, because this is a shame. Every day, children are being abused inside foster care. You're messing up their minds. You're messing up their bodies. Some of them are committing suicide. There's just a lot of things going on in foster care. And like I said, a lot of people are really not aware. A lot of people think that these agencies are really helping these foster children, but that's not the case. You know, they're causing more harm than helping at the end of the day.
Oh, my word. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the website, and please support them, FPA Foundation, F as in Frank, PAFoundation.org. Please support what they're doing, because, you know, think about the work they're doing. I mean, there's just no end to the amount of people that they could help if they had the funding. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up with Doran Matthews. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Joyce Riley here. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, Welcome back to the Power Hour, final segment today of the Power Hour with Doran Matthews. I mean, unbelievable stories. I can't even imagine what it's like to have to hear these stories. Doran and her partners hearing these stories all the time and then trying to find solutions and answers to them. What is the solution and answer? If we were to look into, some active things that people could do, what would that be, Doran?
I think what people could do is start to put the pressure on our Congress, put pressure on our elected officials, and bring these issues to the forefront. We need for parents to come forward if your child has been placed in foster care and you feel like your rights and the child rights has been violated. They need to, bring awareness to this issue, organize the community to take action again and speak to Congress and our elected officials, because at this particular time, there's no accountability. That's what's going on right now. We need accountability. We need to hold psychiatrists. We need to hold these agencies accountable for these injustices when you're misdiagnosing children so that your agency could get federal funding. So, even federal investigations, we all need to write our letters of complaint, petitions, organize, reach out to Congress, your president. Make sure that your voice is heard so that action can be taken, so that people can look into this situation and try to do something to stop this drug and the foster children and stop these children from being separated from their families as well.
Yeah, it's going to take people getting active and getting busy, and everybody always thinks that somebody else is going to do it, and you can only do it so much in New York. My goodness, you've got a whole, I can't even imagine the population there that you have to deal with there and the problems of those children. So all I can say is, please, listeners, get busy in your own area. If you have a foster child, like she was saying, you're going to have to do some work on this. And what about people that are not foster parents? What can they do?
People who are not foster parents should get involved and support organizations like us. Not only that, what they should be doing is writing letters to Congress. So anybody that's a concerned citizen in any state should start writing to Congress members and start saying, listen, I'm a concerned citizen. I care about foster children. We need to stop the drug and the foster children that's going on in my state. So I would ask everybody nationally to write these letters and send them up to Congress. And let your voice be heard, because it's very important. If we don't do nothing about this, they're going to continue drugging these children. These children are continue to fall through the cracks. They're going to continue to be in prison. They're going to continue committing suicide off of this medication. So we must all do our point, or must do our part, and write these complaints. Make sure that you contact Congress. That's the main thing right now, is reaching out to your elected officials, reaching out to the Congress member in your state. And let them know that we're not going to tolerate this. We cannot be silent on this issue, because too many children and families are being torn apart by a system that claims to protect.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you for what you're doing. And thank you so I've got one more call. Mayet in New York. Mayet in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Mayet.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joyce, need to catch up with you, so please give me a call when you're feeling up to it. But listen, this is called genocide. Okay, and my question is, without too much time, is I have monitored and been involved in the support group. The family court is so corrupt. That has to be tackled.
Well, that's another whole issue. You're right. That's another whole issue, Maya. And we've got to go. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you, Doran, for joining us today on the Power Hour. You are amazing for what you do. And we pray for strength for you to continue to do that.
Okay, and I just wanted to thank CCHR for inviting us, and thank you, Joyce, for having us on your show.
Oh, yeah, CCHR. Oh, my gosh. We should have even talked about that before. I apologize.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, CCHR has done an amazing job for getting this problem out to the people. They really have. Thank you, Doran. You have a blessed day, and keep doing what you're doing, ladies and gentlemen. I will see you on Wednesday. Have a blessed day. We love you at the Power Hour. And remember, it's all about the truth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten.